From trails that bisect backyards to protecting individual homeowners associations, from parking allowances in Old Town to making cross-country skiing a priority on the municipal golf course, the Park City Council heard public comment they would have liked to have heard earlier in the process, but are hearing now as time is ticking on finalizing Park City's new general plan. The hope was to have the document complete by the time Mayor Dana Williams' 12-year term is up in early January, as well as by the change out of a handful of other planning commissioners and one city council member. At some point during city council's roughly 10-hour meeting on Thursday, Mayor Williams encouraged the public to be calm about their concerns, which he says have been addressed ever since the general plan rewrite began years ago.
There's been numerous public hearings on this, and personally, if this goes on beyond my tenure, Alex's tenure, so be it. And I think this body's willing to do that. But I think we do not want to get caught up in not getting anything done. I would like people to be respectful of the fact that the goals section of this general plan was written basically by the public through public visioning. And that is different than what the goals of individual neighborhoods are. And we don't want to negate for a second the importance of the CCNRs of each of those individual neighborhoods that guide those things. And I think there's a difference.
Residents of Thames Canyon have shown up in force over the last couple of meetings and have dominated the public speaking lectern. They want to make certain, above all, that the wording in the new general plan doesn't put their HOAs in a compromised position and exposed to future litigation. Thames resident Dennis Hanlon summarized the concerns that many additional Thames residents presented over hours of public comment.
We think that the wording in here is just a little bit weak and a little bit vague. And we know when weak and vague comes in, we end up going to court to enforce it. And we're trying to avoid that.
I don't know what is weak and vague about saying always check both.
Typically applies. That's a little bit vague.
Aside from HOAs and CCNRs, other residents like Sandy Melville just offered editing help, suggesting that sometimes a pair of outside eyes can help the process.
Just one little comment on page 26. That second sentence, to me, is not necessary.
And Park Meadows resident Dave Hanscom noted the language needed to contain the importance of cross-country skiing as a major use of the municipal golf course.
I would encourage you to include in that wording the fact that it's not just the Park City Golf Course. It's the Park City Golf Course and cross-country ski area. Cross-country skiing probably has more economic impact on this town than golf. If you look at studies, surveys that have been taken of alpine skiers, they usually indicate that cross-country skiing is one of the most important amenities that helps them determine where they're going to go for alpine skiing vacation.
He was also concerned about a future trail shown in the plan that seemed to bisect his backyard.
Future trail, which just happens to go through my backyard.
Didn't you get that letter?
I'm just kidding.
Park Meadows resident Julie Bertinoli says Lucky John is like a highway as one of the main egresses in the neighborhood. She wondered what happened to the idea of another access point for Park Meadows.
The Lucky John, from where you turn off of Monitor, go behind the high school, yeah, Coles around the corner, is a highway. I sometimes wait for 15, 20 cars to back out of my driveway. And there was a road plan to go just past the school district office to be an entrance and access egress out of Park Meadows.
Right.
And that never happened. And I'm not sure why.
Public input on the general plan will be taken throughout the month. You can go online to parkcity.org for a full calendar of meetings. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.